Right as I took a intermission sip of coffee.
Was it good?
You know, it was.
Good.
It had a transitory feeling to it.
Okay.
And now I know why. We're back in After Dark.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't really have any ridiculous jokes to throw out right now.
No. We just have one rule.
Which is?
No hate speech.
That's it. That's right.
That's
where the line is drawn.
Yeah.
No hate speech. Other than that, the gloves are off.
That's right.
Although I do recommend protection. All right. So let's just let's jump right into the call-in segment.
Yeah.
If you want to share After Dark style poems, whether it's erotic poetry, darker poetry, just kind of things that are not really fit for general consumption, give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. Right. World Poetry Open Mic, After Dark. You know, sometimes we do After Dark and it's ridiculous and it's kind of the frivolous fun. And it always is. You know,
yeah.
It always is. But then sometimes, and it doesn't discount the segment at all, you get a call from all guys. And that's when you realize, you know, in the most elite terms possible, I'm still trying to do my classy thing. My friend, we found ourselves in the middle of a sausage fest. All right. Anyway.
Oh, wow. All
right. Let's just go straight away. Let's go right into it with who else but Sinister in Missouri. Sinister, it's After Dark, my friend. Are you there?
Uh-oh.
Sinister. All right.
Okay, we can put him back on hold.
We'll just put him on hold, and we'll try to go back in a minute. That's okay.
I don't think he fell asleep. I think he's running around.
I think he found something to do in the meantime. Fair enough.
I think he's looking for something.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. It happens.
All right.
All right. So let's just go straight to Chris in Lansing.
Okay.
Hello, Chris.
All right, so let's
Sinister. Are you there?
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, so...
Yeah, Sinister's a hard act to follow, man.
he comes at it with a whole lot of intensity, doesn't he?
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and he's just... We're all in trouble.
He's going for it. He's going. That's what he says.
Yeah, no, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's wow.
well, how about this? We'll have.
I got two to choose from, and I was waiting for him to come across with his before I would choose either of these. But damn,
well,
he brings it. He really brings it tough.
Well, that's the thing. He leaves you guessing. You think a big right hook's gonna come, and suddenly the next thing you know, he's not even in the ring. You know, and then he'll pop back behind you after it's over.
Oh, he's in the ring. He's there. There's no doubt. I can sense his presence, and I know I'm teasing the heck out of him right now.
Oh, totally.
I really do. Oh God. Now I really don't know which one to go with. I got one that was a play with words and tones, but I don't know if I can carry the tones clear enough. The others. Just a little bit longer, but hell. Let's go with the play with words.
All right.
I'll try it.
Why not?
Yeah, it's called scintillating. And I don't know, I think you need to actually see the words to understand what the play is, because this one is the S-C-I-N-T. I-double-L-A-T-I-N-G, scintillating. Scintillating, the taste of you on my lips, the feel of fingers, tips in my mind. you pause all thought with heat, drawing, beckoning, becoming incarnate, carnal, credible, wishing full life. You are sin. Too late. Your hour, pounding, pulsing hearts. Your hour, being, encompasses everything I am, and we are. You are my sin, titillating, deaerating, coruscating, the core of us shaking, reverberating. Sin-filled lightning, insinuating. In sin, you, waiting. Deliciously, insidiously, deciduously bearing body, heart, being. To my eyes and touch, your kiss, brush, press, my hold, tightening, turning, yearning, wanting, awaking, rising, becoming. The very need of being, and finally, one, us. Scintillating. Play on words.
Wow. I don't know. That's a pretty strong throwdown. I think that was great.
He's calling back. I'm looking at the thing. You guys got to get him on.
Oh, no
got
problem.
To get
we
him
will.
On.
No problem. We'll do that. We'll have him. We'll have him throw down now too, and we'll see. I like having a little bit of friendly competition there.
Well, hell yeah! That's what it's all about. We're poets, man.
That's it. That's how it works.
That's what we do. I love his tones. He's got the tones down well. Get him on. I want to hear him.
All right.
You guys take care.
We'll do. You too.
Thanks so much, Chris.
All right. You too, man.
Yeah, you too. Have a great week. Talk to you next time. All right. And that was Chris from Lansing. And now we're going to take Sinister live. Sinister, are you there?
What the hell, man? I mute myself, I guess. I never took myself off mute.
I guess that's just, you know, when we're playing the game, I understand. But, you know, we're just
I was all into it. Melissa, you read that great. And I'm like, yeah, I did. What did they do, drop me? Because I have been cut off the air for what I'm about to read you before. Someone's tried to cut me off the air before.
Well, you're fine now.
Are you calling religious programs on terrestrial radio trying to read this stuff, Sin?
Oh, I tried to stay, you know, I like to toy with that stuff, but yeah, I stay away from them because they try to stone me, you know.
Yeah.
they would not like too much what I have to say.
Understood.
It's about just the individuals more than anything. All right, here, let me see if I can just pull it back up. All right. Now, this is explicit content. It is called Blind Bitch. Pray away, child, under bloody sun. Polish your jeweled halo. Show yourself up. This reinvented you full of sawdust laughter. How I marvel at your belief in gain, trying to amend for all that's lost. Whom is it, woman, you're trying to impress? Don't you know the dead don't care about your cross? Always were a disaster on bent knee, bruised. Now, just because it's not for hooking, you find yourself better than? How atrocious, you fucking fool. Humility, precious, know the word? All that's done isn't God. Just because the Bible is now your bedside friend doesn't alleviate the vile you tricked or the junk spoon-fed. I'm sure you're just a choir singing infection winking at the organ player. Oh, the affection. Get yourself checked, bitch. God's sakes, please. In a roar, don't care. Fucking junkie whore disease. The past will always be there, you fake. Lie to yourself. Another snake. I'm guessing that's why they call it blind faith. Can't wait for the day you absolve this bloody denial, laughing as you're hung by that floating ring worn like crown jewels. How enjoyable it will be to see how your God fucks you. And peace.
Sincere, I had no idea you were going to throw down love poetry on this thing. What the hell, man?
Oh.
You feel good? You feel like you're releasing something when you're reading that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Very good, man.
That was written for a specific person and a specific trait of people. And I changed the entire outlook of late night poetry's talk show with that piece. Oh, okay. They tried to boot me off, but they missed it.
Okay.
And that was about the end. That was the last time I called them. But yeah, and what's funny is that in doing so, you just make yourself look like the person I'm talking about. You know, that's better than so. It's all about that. You know, not about anything else really. Than people that anoint themselves and the rights of others, and it's just despicable.
Understood, man. Understood.
Hey, Chris, there you go, man.
Hey, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. I love being able to split your caps when I can and give you a little bit of the
that's good stuff, man. Hey,
definition
well,
of why Sinister is who he is.
Hey, that's it. That's all right, man. That's what we ask for. So,
all right, fellas.
All right, buddy.
Yeah,
we'll see you next week. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Yep.
And that's Sinister all the way from Missouri for number three tonight. He's just throwing down intensity after intensity after intensity. And that last one took the cake, man. All right. So now we're going to go to a man who possesses amazing powers. Not only can he write great poetry, not only does he pick up wizard references from Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit when I throw them out there just in random conversation, he also, I've been told, makes a really badass salad. But that's not a metaphor. That's reality.
That's reality.
It's Jim from Pennsylvania. How are you, sir?
Hola! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
You know, I have to say, I was telling JT about this. I realized a little bit later in life that somewhere, most of my humor and my sarcasm has come almost directly from Wesley and the Princess Bride. And I don't know what it is, but if you actually listen to most of my humor in everyday life, it is very much alongside that character. So I have a massive affinity for him, but also Indigo Montoya.
Well, he's mostly dead.
Mostly.
I've seen worse.
<It's> like...
Billy Crystal in The Tooth Fairy. Oh my gosh. It's almost like Miracle Max.
True love is the greatest thing in the world, except for an MLT of mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice
and lean. Now, I do at work sometimes is marriage. Yes. Marriage is what brings us together today. Wow. Too wow. And that's where I stop.
I have to
just look at me and say, yeah, okay, Jim, whatever.
And you know what? I will say the scene when Prince Humperdinck runs into Buttercup's bedroom and Wesley's laying there on the bed and he gives the to the pain speech.
Oh.
Honestly, to be fair, and I'm saying this without really any hyperbole, that scene right there taught me how to handle bullies for the rest of my life. That particular scene. As a young boy, you learn everything you need to know about handling people like that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's what you can thank for my negotiation skills as KCK. Anyway, yeah, I'll tell that story some other time. We went into with our old radio station. It was not going well, and we went into a contract renegotiations. and it didn't end well for them.
No,
but anyway, we'll go into that some other time.
Yes.
All right, so what do you have for us, Jim?
Well, it's complete 180 from what I usually do. This is more of confessional. And I'll preface this that first part, well, the person referenced in the first part and the person referenced in the second part are two different people.
Okay.
Okay? Love letter from a minefield. I made love to you as fire freezes water and dead men still dream. Hand in bitter hand, laughter, the slow twisting knife driving me away. Sullen stone, razor wire, crossed my wayward path through these desert lands. Loneliness whispered that I took her to my bed and thought it was love. End of poem.
That is different for you, man. But I think a fitting way to close the segment.
It's that was kind of encapsulated my life over a period of 7 years. Because the person mentioned in the first one, I had actually proposed to. And then it's like, and about 3 months later said, oh, I thought you were kidding.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not right.
What the hell?
Well, I don't talk to her anymore, and if I ever see her, it's like, well, I hope I just never see her.
Yeah,
because well, the thing is that we went to school together, so if she ever shows up at homecoming weekend for Milton Hershey, then it's like, how do I avoid her?
Yeah.
Which I would prefer to, because, you know.
Jim, you know what you do, man? If you for some reason end up seeing her, this is the one thing this is what I would suggest. No, you lean back and you just gangsta walk past her and just realize that someone who does that to you is not worth your attention anyway, and and just have complete faith in your own value and screw that. Screw people who would treat you that way, man.
I still like to say, Wonder Woman, oh, I thought it was a speed bump. well, I haven't seen her, talked to her for quite a few years.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what, you know, some people kind of teach us our own self-worth through strange means. And that sounds like one of those situations.
Well, sir. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate everything. And we will we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice one.
You too.
Bye. And that was Jim calling all the way from sunny Pennsylvania.
That's a bit early to be sunny.
It's never too early to be sunny.
You know,
I'm just being positive, man.
Oh, okay.
It can happen. It can happen. it's sunny sometimes.
True.
You know? All right. Okay. So, I think it was a pretty good show coming back, don't you think?
Yeah. Little bumps, hiccups.
Yeah, but those happen.
Those happen usually.
We were
a
little, you know, we weren't super loopy. It was more just, I don't know, it was just more just kind of chill, relaxed. But I will say that I'm looking forward to getting going. I'm looking forward to doing some changing and making some bigger announcements, but also moving forward on that, on the veterans.
Yes.
Project, and we'll be bringing up more details with that. We also have this larger thing on August 5th.
Yes.
Remember, August 5th. We will announce it as soon as we got things rolling. There are a few people who are on the show that I'm engaging with also, and I'll send you a message if you're still listening. And, looking forward to it. This is going to be a great year. But from myself, Michael, for JT, the producer and co-host of our little show here. I want to say thank you to all of you. Thank you to everybody who's listening, and we'll see you next time.